They don't want it. That is Paper Bird, and They Don't Want Half. That is the brand new single from the forthcoming CD from Paper Bird, self-titled. And Paper Bird is here with us in the studios at KDNK because they're playing tonight over at the Basalt Summer of Music series. So please make welcome Sarah Anderson on the vocals. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Genevieve Patterson is here too. Hi, Jenny.
Hey.
Discovered that you're a fellow Fairview Knight.
Yep. That's me.
Carly Akins is here too. Hi, Carly.
Hello.
How
nice
are you?
See you? Great.
Good. Paul DeHaven on guitar. Paul.
Hi.
Caleb Summerill is on bass, sitting back there in the corner. Hi, Caleb.
Howdy.
And Mark Anderson on the drums is here too with us. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
So a new CD coming. This one looks like a big rollout. I was checking out your website and the photography and the rollout and everything. You guys are stepping up big on this one, aren't you? Kind of a different thing.
Well, we hope so. You know, we're just trying to look like we sound good.
Wait, I have to process that. That sounds pretty good, though. You have some new people in the band, I know, from the original iteration, and this is your first CD since that time, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this one produced by John Oates.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, Roaring Fork Valley resident.
Yes, indeed. And John says something really great on your website about you guys. He says, it's the coming together of two perfect trinities. It has three distinctly unique female lead singers whose harmonies blend together as one, united with an inventive, cohesive rhythm section trio. I love their sound from the first time I heard them, and they just keep getting better. They are a true musical family united by a unique and pure artistic vision, a rare quality in this day and age of so much disposable and less than original music. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, John.
That's high praise.
Oh, pay him to say that. Yeah. A lot of money.
We have so much more money than him.
Yeah.
How much did you pay him to say?
Disclose that.
$100
No, he's a real sweetheart. He took us in, and we wrote some songs with him, and he produced the new record. So we went out to Nashville and spent a bunch of time with him. And man, he's just such a sweetheart and such a good ear and such a. He just loves music. You know, you'd think after doing it for that long, he'd get tired of it, and he just loves it.
Huh. That's got to be a huge step up for any band, much less you guys. I mean, just having John Oates in your corner, that's pretty cool. Did you approach him, or was it a... Did he approach you? How did that work?
Well, we have the same same booking agent.
Oh, okay.
So that was kind of how the connection was made, also the Colorado connection, and just kind of through that, we were looking for people to... co-write with and collaborate with, and why not shoot for the stars?
From what I can ascertain, this new CD is a little bit of a departure, I guess. Will we hear a banjo on this one?
You will not.
No.
So it's all about, what, B3s and satin and
there's
martinis?
Actually no B3 on it.
Pearls?
No, there is organ, though, but guitar, drums, bass, mainly. It's a pretty, it's a rock outfit, mainly. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Cool. Cool. The songwriting, has that taken a change too, or is everything just sort of evolving altogether of a piece?
Yeah, I think evolving is the right word. We took our time. I think in other albums we've kind of written a group of songs, gone into the studio and played them the way they sound when we play them live, and this time we really crafted a lot more. We really broke things down and built them back up. We kind of explored every road and wrote, I mean, about 50 or 60 songs to get to these 11. So this is really a couple of years of really intentional hard work that you're seeing the fruit of the labor of that. And I think it does really show that we worked for this.
It's got to be exciting to be right on the edge of the rollout of something that you've worked on for a while.
Yeah, we're just so excited to get people the music. We've had such patient and caring fans that when we travel around and we're not playing any old songs, sometimes just one old song in a whole set, and people have really been receptive to the music, really encouraging, really excited but we're really happy at the idea of people having the record, knowing the songs, knowing what we're playing. That's something we're all really looking forward to.
So you road test the new songs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so you get feedback from audiences, you know what's working, what
yeah. Yeah, we road tested. We've been playing a lot of these songs for couple of years. We also spent a lot of time demoing these songs where we'd record them at home in our studio, and just being able to hear them back. You think something sounds good until you hear it back, and it's nice to have the time to make those decisions and make those changes before you put it to wax.
Well, with Carly now in the band, have you reworked the old favorites?
Some. Not
yeah.
a lot.
Well, when I joined the band, you know, we hadn't written too many songs together. So we really, you know, I plugged myself into the old set and we were playing those songs for a while. But we also started writing together quite quickly. And, you know, that was exciting and new. So we immediately started playing those songs once we had them down. So, yeah, but we don't pull those out too often anymore because we're just kind of trying to present this new sound and the new songs. And yeah, again, we'll be really excited when people maybe sing along and know the songs finally after a couple of years of playing them.
Wow, that's a courageous thing to sort of turn your back on your repertoire, start over.
That's part of the reason we were kind of thinking it'd be good to self-title the record, because there has been so much change in orchestration and in personnel and just kind of how we function as a band that it, even though we've been a band for a while, it does feel like this is our first record as this group.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like it is more true to who we are artistically than we've ever been. So we thought that really putting that strong foot forward of like, this is really this band, this record is this band, hoping to express that that's, we're really behind this music.
Huh. Well, Paul, you have your guitar in your hand and we have the three lovely ladies ready to harmonize. So let's hear something, please.
All right. This is a song called Sleepwalker. We co-wrote this one with John Oates and it is on the new record coming out on September 9th.
Wow, that's some delicious harmonizing right there. That must come from hours and hours and hours of rehearsing.
I wish.
Oh, you do? You think yeah. you could rehearse more?
Well, sure. I live in Toronto, and so, you know, I'm not in town all the time. So, I mean, everyone rehearses when I'm not there, but when we're all together, it's kind of a rare thing to get the time. I show up and we're out on the road already, so. But yeah, we rehearse, right? We're a professional band.
Yeah.
When you write a song, do you know immediately who takes the high part and who takes the low part? And
we kind of fall into it. Yeah. Every song's different.
Uh-huh. Oh, so you mean you trade off high and low parts? Mm-hmm. Oh, you do. Well, like any seamless harmonizing, I couldn't tell right here who was singing the high part.
Oh, good.
So that's impressive.
Good. Our blending is on point then.
Yeah.
it was Paul. We all have such different voices, too. It's really fun because different songs, you can kind of, you know, if it needs a little more, like, sparkle at the top, one of us can take the lead, and if it needs some real, like, power or, like, bigger vibrato. So we have all these choices. So it's pretty fun.
It's really fun.
Huh.
Yeah, since Carly joined, it's been kind of interesting just because all three of us have been able to kind of express our own voices in a different way. So that's been really, really fun to play with.
In a way that you couldn't before?
Before, I feel like we were focused way more on being one voice. And there was a lot less, like, we weren't breaking free as much. There's a lot more freedom on this record.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Lots of really interesting details that you sort of discover as you go along.
Yeah, totally.
And I'm trying to imagine that song that you just did in the context of a live show, electric show, with the rhythm section and everything. And I could see where it could fit. It'd be interesting to hear that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll play tonight.
Yeah, and we just heard a little bit, I guess, from Don't Want Half, that first single.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so tonight you're in Basalt. Tomorrow you're in Paonia.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
See, and you're heading down to Santa Fe, too, or something.
Yeah, on Friday we'll be at Meow Wolf, which is a lot of fun. And then we're doing Pueblo on Saturday, and then Sunday up at Nedfest in Nederland, which is going to be an awesome time.
Nedfest. Is that Frozen Dead Guy Days, or is that another thing?
It's where that is, but it's a different festival.
Oh, right? Okay.
I think it's a different festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the Frozen Dead Guy Days.
Huh, is that
Taj Mahal's playing on Saturday.
I saw that.
And then we're playing on Sunday.
Well, so you'll have to sit at Taj's feet and listen to a few.
On the same day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know.
Can you do one more song before we let you go?
Sure.
Yay.
Should we make you mine?
If you just joined us, Paper Bird live in the studios on Katie and Kay's Beyond Beyond show.
Oh, and I'll stay through the long, cold night and make you mine.
Paper Bird, live here in the studios. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Thank you. Yeah, and the best of luck to you and your upcoming tour. I see you're heading everywhere, all over the country.
Yep.
Just about every quadrant. So
tell
you guys,
your friends. Tell your people on the west and the east.
When the west comes down to the east. All right. Well, some western soul for you here from Paper Bird on today's Beyond Beyond. Tonight at Basalt. What time does that show start? Do you know?
6 o'clock. P.m., I believe.
6 yeah. o'clock. Peonia yeah. tomorrow.
6 o'clock p.m.
Peonia tomorrow and on from there.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, good job with your new CD, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
I'm sure it will do well here at KDNK.
Well, yeah. Thanks for having us. Appreciate your support.
All right. Let's go out with a song you guys did on CPR a few years ago called Colorado. And I noticed that it's 4 minutes and 20 seconds long.
Coincidence.
Is that a coincidence? All right. Stay with us. More to come on today's Beyond Beyond.
Here we go.
Oh, I hopped a motor, just run, cause we ain't gonna stop till we had our fun. Doing the things you never thought we'd do.
Yeah!
So take your fill, don't hesitate, or I'll snatch that up from off your plate before you can help us sing this tune. Colorado. You can see when you get here, we all know you're gonna yell.
Colorado, Colorado, escape the city in the Rocky Mountain way. Come on down, we'll take you to Colorado, Colorado, Colorado.
Make you want to move your feet. We got everything you need, and that's no lie.
That's no lie.
Oh, well, hold on tight, but don't fall down, cause we're the only ones in town. Let you enjoy the Rocky Mountain High.
Colorado, Colorado, escape the city in the Rocky Mountain way. Come on down, we'll take you to
through.
Yeah, have a good time as you're traveling on.
Where wild men eat turkey gum.
No, Sarah, this is CPR. But we'll come back and eat turkey gum.
Colorado, Colorado, escape the city in the Rocky Mountain way.
Thank you.
favorite state. Come on down.